Mishnah base. V'chein mishnah yenim b'soich habor. The same applies to somebody who had wine inside a pit. This refers to the pit, which is at the bottom of a wine press. So he had squeezed his grapes into wine, and the wine had fallen into this pit at the bottom. But if that wine is just left there for a few days, then it can get ruined again. So he did this before Yom Tov with enough time for the entire process to be completed before Yom Tov would begin. However, it occurred to him that he became an ovel, a mourner, so he was forbidden to do work. Or something else out of his control occurred, or if the workers who were supposed to complete the process caused this mistake, they didn't come. So we've got the same machlokes. You can pour the wine into barrels and complete the process and seal the barrels in its regular way. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can only do that which will be enough to prevent the loss. And so, you can make wooden boards to cover the wine, which is in this pit at the bottom of the wine press, so that it will not turn sour, won't turn into vinegar. However, he cannot do any more than that until after Yom Tov.